The villains and monsters of children's stories and fairy tales are often fictional representations of realistic fears, obstacles, and limitations. But what do you do when the monsters are real?
I'm friends with the monster, the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices.
Famous for emerging at night, but at times during the day, preying on the unsuspecting and surviving on blood pillaged from its victims, the vampires of our reality are mosquitoes. These winged menaces deliver more than just an injection-like sting on contact, but the more life-threatening illnesses of chikungunya, dengue, and the Zika virus. As part of efforts to eradicate the threat of these vampire-like vectors and control mosquito-borne diseases, the Ministry of Health will in a few months undertake a pilot project to sterilize mosquitoes. The initiative will be undertaken through the recently launched Mosquito Control and Research Unit, a collaboration between the Ministry's Vector Control Unit and the University of the West Indies, UWI, through their departments of Nuclear Sciences and Tropical Medicine.
The technique that we hope to introduce or will introduce in this project is called a sterile insect technique. It's a technique that has been used with several other vectors around the world, including fruit fly, tsetse flies, and so on. It involves the identification and separation of male and female pupa. You sterilize the male pupa using radiation. You guarantee 100% of the males produced will be sterile.
Director General of Nuclear Sciences at the UWI, Professor Charles Grant. After sterilization, males would be introduced into the environment where they would compete with the normal males. They would then mate with the females, but since the eggs are sterile, the population would become severely depressed. Professor Grant is quick to note that the sterile mosquitoes do not pose any health risks to members of the public.
This is not genetically modified. There are no second generations that will have different genotypes inside of them. So there is no fear that you'll be breeding monster mosquitoes 10 years from now. No fear. It is not a silver bullet. It is part of a multi-pronged approach to vector control.
The sterilization of mosquitoes would not replace the other interventions that are normally in place, such as keeping the environment clean and fogging. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the additional program on health education will be continued seasonally, in addition to the work being done by the Tropical Medicine Department.
Tropical medicine also is doing some experiment in terms of using some of our natural elements to produce different combinations that could be used also to repel or destroy this vector whenever it is a challenge. So we look forward to the work of that unit. We also expect that the work that we do will benefit the region, and our intention is do it here, but frankly, if it works, we'll collaborate with the region in terms of giving support.
As the Health Ministry continues its efforts at fighting mosquitoes, it's reminding Jamaicans of the roles they can play in helping to fight the breeding of mosquitoes and protecting themselves from contracting vector-borne illnesses. Mosquitoes live and breed in standing water in and around the home, so removing these sources will prevent them from breeding. Cover all drums, tanks, barrels, and buckets that are used to store water, and keep houseplants in damp soil instead of water. Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle, and cover trash containers to keep out rainwater. Punch holes in the bottom of tins before placing them in the garbage. Keep flower pot saucers dry and avoid overwatering potted plants. Empty and scrub flower vases twice weekly. You should also empty and wash your pet's water container twice weekly. Mosquitoes which spread the chikungunya virus bite during the daytime, so protect yourself from mosquito bites by wearing light-colored clothing and covering your body as much as possible. Use mosquito repellents containing DEET on exposed skin, as well as mosquito coils and electric vaporization mats, both day and night. And where possible, utilize mosquito nets and mesh window screens. For more information, visit the Ministry of Health's website at moh.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.